Thanks to the Lord, Reverend Ryan is back with us again today and to preach God's words. His sermon title today is Help, I Have to Make a Major Decision.
感谢主 Ryan 牧师再次回到我们当中来传讲神的话语。他今天讲到的题目是求助我要做一个重要的决定。
I will give all time to Reverend Ryan.
Ni hao.
How are you?
It's great to be back here at the Messiana Chinese Christian Church and share with you again this morning.
真的非常好能够再回到南文华人教会跟大家一起分享神的话语。
As you know, I don't speak Mandarin, so as you were singing, you are my all in all in Mandarin, I just closed my eyes and listened.
你知道我在不知道中国话怎么讲，所以大家在唱用中文唱的时候，我眼睛只能够闭起来，一直在欣赏这个音乐。
And no, I was not sleeping.
我知道，你们要知道，我并没有在睡觉。
I was listening and just being blessed by hearing all of you singing this language and thinking about what it's going to be like in heaven when there are people from all over the world singing in many different languages to the praise of our one and only God and Savior Jesus Christ.
我在思想的时候，在想到说，你们在唱中文，全世界各角落也都在唱各种不同的语言，也就是想到最后我们都可以跟主一起见面全世界都是这样在做。
I don't know when that's going to be happening. I hope it'll happen soon. I'm looking forward to the Lord's return, but it's going to be something that we probably cannot imagine right now.
所以我也不知道什么时候主会再来，但是我觉得绝对会再发生，但是这一切都在主的手中。
Well, this morning we want to talk about decisions.
这个今天早上我们要谈一件事情，就是做决定。
What decisions have you already made this morning?
不知道今天早上大家有没有做了什么样的决定？
You probably don't even think about it, but you decide when to get up, what clothes to wear, what food to eat, what to say, what time to leave for church, and the list is very long.
哇，你在早上起来要做很多决定，要吃什么要早餐要吃什么，要穿什么衣服，什么时候要离开，很多。枝枝节节的事情都要做决定。
Do you have any guess how many decisions you have already made this morning? 10, 20, 40, 50, 100?
你觉得你今天早上做的决定到底总共有几项的决定已经做了？有10个决定、20个决定，还是有将近有到100个决定？
How many of you like to make decisions? Raise your hand if you like to make decisions.
如果说你自己觉得喜欢做决定的人，请你举一下手。
The rest of you are trying to decide whether to raise your hand or not, right?
剩下的决定说准备要做决定。
How many of you do not like to make decisions? You do not like them at all.
多少人不想要做决定的举手。
Well, what determines the decisions that we make?
什么东西决定我们做决定是怎么样的一个决定？
Does money determine our decision? Do other people determine our decisions? Does time determine our decisions? Does God determine our decisions?
所以说，当我们做决定的时候，到底是金钱、是时间，还是神在帮我们做这方面的决定？
Well, in the Christian life,some decisions that we make are pretty small, and maybe some of them really don't make that much difference.
在我们基督徒的生命里面，有些是很小的决定，有些或许不是非常，根本不是很重要的一些决定。
It might, you know, not really make any difference whether you ate rice for breakfast or Cheerios for breakfast, you know.
今天早上你在吃，或者是吃饭啊，还是吃 Cheerios， 实在是不是很大的一个决定。
But some decisions we make are huge, and they can make a lot of difference in our lives as well as the lives of other people.
那有时候我们做决定都会影响不止我们自己的生活，会影响到其他人的生活。
And as Christians who believe the Bible, sometimes it's not difficult at all to know what to do because the Bible says to do this or not to do this.
有些做基督徒真是很好，有时候真的是做决定很简单，因为 Bible 已经跟你讲了，该做的不该做都被写得很清楚了。
Sometimes it's much more difficult because the Bible does not really,say whether you should do something or whether you should not do something.
比较难的地方是有时候圣经真的没有跟你讲应该怎么样做，这时候是比较难一点。
However, there are principles in the Bible, which we can make decisions by, and I want us to look at just one of those passages this morning.
但是在圣经里面有些教导跟我们讲该怎么样的行。今天早上我们就是要来探讨这件事情。
This could actually be a whole series of sermons, as we would look at different passages, but don't worry.I won't preach for 2 or 3 hours.
这其实短短一个经文的话，其实可以做好几个序列来探讨来探讨。但是我跟大家保证，我不会花很多时间来讲这方面的事情。
Maybe just 1 hour.
就只有一个小时了。
So I titled my sermon this morning, Help, I have to make a major decision. If you want to take notes and follow along, you can do so in your bulletin on the back of your bulletin.
今天讲的是说求助啊，我要做一个重大的决定，在后面大家的啊每一个 bulletin 上面有一些啊 key point， 你可以跟随着啊这方面做一些笔记。
But please turn in your Bibles to Proverbs 3 verses 5 and 6 so that we can look at it phrase by phrase as we go through it.
请大家翻开你的圣经，在箴言第三章第五节到第六节，我们可以一段一段的来念来探讨。
How many of you could say this verse from memory?
很多人，有多少人能够直接从记忆里面来记这个章节的？
Don't worry, I'm not going to ask you to do it, but just one person, that's all?
我不会问你怎么样去记的。
A couple?
有几个人啊？
Okay.Very good verses on to memorize for our Christian life.
这是一个很有意义的一个经节，让基督徒可以记忆的。
So as we look at these verses, since we read them just a few minutes ago, I will not read them again. But as we look at these verses, we see what God wants us to do first.
我们知道在念那个章节之后，我们先想想看，神要我们做的第一件事情是什么。
And as you look at verse 5, the first thing it says, trust in Him.With all our heart.
第一节是第五节这样来讲，你要专心仰赖耶和华。
Now when I think of trust, I think of it meaning these things. I think of it meaning to place your confidence in, to have faith in, or to entirely rely on something or someone.
当我们说要依赖什么事情，这有包括了三点的意义，是说把你的信心放在上面，把你的一个认同放在上面，把你整个人的整个依靠都放在上面。
I remember back when my children were little, sometimes they would be up on a step like this, or maybe even two steps.
有时候当我在还小的时候，在小朋友那么大的时候，差不多一个就像那个接的那个高度一样。
And I would hold my arms out, I'd say, jump to daddy.
我说我把手举过来，那小朋友就说，让他们跳到我的这个手臂上。
And at first they might be afraid, so I'd have to get very close, so it was just a little jump.
所以有时候我必须要靠近他们，他们才可以从这地方降，跳过来。
And then sometimes after they started to trust me more, they would want to jump too far.
有时候他们对我信心很大的时候，他就稍微远一点，从比较远的地方，跳到我的手怀中。
And so they would completely rely on me or have faith in me that daddy was going to catch them, and I'm thankful to say that I always did.
他的小朋友在玩这个游戏的时候，越来，真的是非常的信任我，真是很高兴我的小朋友在这方面能够慢慢的依赖我跟信赖我。
Have you ever wondered how we come to trust people or things?
你有没有觉得我们是因有什么方式来相信跟依赖其他的周间的人
？I think with people, we usually come to trust them was do they keep their word? Have they proven to be people of integrity? Can we really rely on them? What's their past record?
有时候我们想说，这个人的是不是可以依赖，是不是正直跟诚实，是在过去的一些经验上面，是不是能够信赖他
？And with things that's very similar, like with your car, if your car has never broken down, you probably trust it.
哇，也像车子一样，你的车子从来不会坏的话，那你就会信任这个车子。
But if it breaks down twice in one week, like my car did this week, maybe you do not trust it too much.
或许有些车子像我的车子一样，一个礼拜要坏两次的话，那你就认为这个车子不太可靠了。
I brought an object lesson along this morning. Does anybody know what this is?
我带了一个手上这个东西，不晓得大家知道这我手上拿着是一个什么东西。
I put a picture up there for those of you back in the cheap seats so that you could see.
放在这边的话，让大家能够看到是什么东西，能够你的。看这个 picture， 看你知道是什么
？Yes, somebody over here said a compass, and there are two types of compasses. There are compasses that draw circles, and there are compasses that give direction.
就像大家看到是有人已经知道了，就是这个指南针，有些指南针是就会回转，但是有些指南针能够跟你讲你的方向怎么走。
So I lay this down on a level surface where there are no magnets close by.
所以我必须要把它放在一个平面上，没有磁场在附近。
And it's telling me that this way is north.
这时候我看到这个指南针的话跟我讲，我现在手指的方向是北方。
Is this way north?
你们认为这个是北方吗
？Yes, some of you know, some of you don't, but this way is north.
不管怎么样，对，这个方向就是北边了。
So I have come to trust my compass because it has never once failed me. It has always proven to be true and accurate.
So 所以我现在就对这个指南针我就非常信赖，因为他一直跟我讲一个正确的方向。
Well, God is not really asking us to trust a compass here. Who is He asking us to trust?
神真的在这方面不是叫我们要去信赖指南针，但是他要跟我们讲我们要信赖什么呢？
Says, trust in the Lord. The word here really uses Jehovah, the great I am, the God of the Israelites, our God.
他在这边用的是信赖耶和华，这是个伟大的耶和华，是一个以色列人神的耶和华。
The Lord who knows everything, the Lord who is all wise, the Lord who loves us more than we can even understand or imagine.
这个神是一个了解万事的神，这个神是一个全智的神，这个神是爱我们。甚至比我们自己都要了解的一个神。
So let me ask you a question. Why wouldn't we trust him?
所以我问你一件事情，我们为什么不会去依赖他呢？
But some of us here this morning have a very difficult time trusting God because we don't trust people and we put God in the same class as people. Please do not do that. He is not in the same class as people.
在我们中间会有些人不是非常依赖跟信任神，但是因为我们把它放成跟其他的人一样同等级，我们不相信其他的人，或许我们也一样不相信、不信任神。
And some of us have a very difficult time trusting God because He didn't do what we thought He should do in the past, and so now we aren't sure we trust Him or not. And I'll be totally honest with you, that's some of my problems sometimes in trusting God.
因为有时候我们认为神在过去并不是非常依赖的，在我们的生命当中一些经验当中，所以说见证情况我们不会信，有一些我们有一些情况不大会信任他，依赖他。
And it says to trust in God with all our heart, with all our hearts.
所以在这段经节讲说，我们要全心仰赖耶和华，全心。
So this is a review question. I've told you a number of times now what all means. Do you remember what all means?
这是我以前跟大家讲过了。这个所有道理是什么意思呢？
Those of you who remember, say it together. All
means all.
I'll help you out.
All right.
Let's read it together. All means all. That's all that all means.You want to say that in Chinese?
所以所有就是所有，没有再不用再讲了，就是所有。这是一个非常绕口令，但是就是所有就是所有的一切。
Okay, so when we say all our heart, what do we mean by that?
所以我在想，我们全心的时候，实际上我们是到底是什么样的意思呢？
I really don't know if you use this expression in Chinese or not, but often we will say.I love you with all my heart. I do something with all my heart. And this one, I trust with all my heart.
有时候我不知道，我不晓得中国人会不会用这方面的话语。我经常在我的说话里面会讲说，我全心全意的爱你，做所有的事情啊。有时候会用这方面的表达。
So do you have a similar expression in Chinese?
你们是不是有这方面的表达，也是用全心来讲的？
You do? Okay, turn to each other and tell the person next to you what you mean when you say with all your heart.
所以说转向你坐在你旁边的人，跟他讲说，你当讲全心的时候，你到底是什么意思叫全心？
So what do you mean by all your heart?
All my heart, all my mind, everything. Yeah.
I think it was all my emotions, everything that is within me. My
whole I'm pretty sure, yeah.Right, right. It's all my thinking, everything I do.
And do you have a similar saying in Chinese?
Yes, yes. Okay. Very direct meaning, yeah.
Same direct meaning?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Isn't it fun to be able to talk in church?
能够在社区这样子能够彼此相互的沟通实在是非常的有意思哈。
So let's hear some responses about what you said when you say with all your heart. What did you decide?
所以说你们决定的话是你讲全心的话到底是什么意思呢？你们决定是怎么样说的？
Now it gets really quiet.
有没有一些人愿意回答？
No answers?
没有任何的反应吗？With all hearts, All minds.
All mind, heart and mind. Okay, good.
Very good. Yeah.
Another answer.
有没有人再有其他的？Doesn't have to say anything. That's it. Yeah. He doesn't want to say anything.
Well, I don't know whether Dr. Dan is here this morning, but if you happen to say with your every part of your heart is that is your aorta, your left and right auricle, your left and right ventricle, you're probably in trouble.
如果说你讲说我的全心的话，是讲说你的心脏的各种部位，包括你的主动脉、左右心房、心室，那你就有麻烦了。
Here's what I mean. I mean the very center of my being, the source of my motives, the seat of my passions and my emotions and so on. That's what I mean when I say with all my heart.
当我在讲说我的 heart 的话，我是讲说我整个人的中心啊，全智我的中心，我的意念，我的热情跟我的完全的动机，这就是我讲我的心的意思。
So our being challenged here is to trust God totally with all of our being, all that is within us.
所以说我们的挑战就是我们在相信神呢是把我们的全我所有的都摆上去了。
And in your outline, I put a little checkbox there. Can you check that box saying, I am trusting the Lord completely?
所以说在这边有一个这个 checkbox, 你可以弄是不是你是不是 trusting, 像信赖神完全的信赖神。
And we may automatically check that box, but let's do a reality check.
所以说有时候我们大家可能就是只是一个习惯性的把这个 checkbox 弄上去。我们现在来检查一下我们讲所谓的现况的检查一下。
Because we can think that we're trusting God completely when we really are not.
有时候我们在想说我们真的是全心的信赖神，但是在实际上可能没有做到。
What if we go to work this week and find out we no longer have a job? Are you still going to trust God?
如果说一些情况说我们去上班的时候突然发现我们没有工作了，你是不是还是一样信赖神？
What if we go to the doctor and he tells us we have cancer and only 6 months to live? Are we still going to trust God?
当我们去看医生的时候，医生说我已经得了癌症，我剩下6个月可以活了。那时候的情况，你是不是还是会依赖神呢？
What if we lose our home, our car, our savings, our retirement, everything?Are we still going to trust God?
当你失去你的房子、你的存款失去了你的退休金，那时候你是不是想一想，你还是全心全意的依赖神呢？
Sometimes God allows things to be taken away so that we'll realize that we're trusting in them instead of Him, and it's actually become an idol to us.
有时候神允许这些事情发生。让我们能够检验一下，我们到底是依赖一个所谓的偶像，还是依赖神他自己
？What if God asks you to do something that is really big, and you know it all depends on Him, that you're not in control?
或许有一些情况下，神会要求你做一件事情，是让你做一个非常的事情，你只能够依赖他的时候，你怎么做
？And you know that the only way it's going to work out is if God shows up and intervenes, because you cannot do it on your own.
Because 这时候能够成功的就是神一定要在中间介入，因为你没办法做任何事情了。
The story is told of a famous tightrope walker who stretched a tightrope across the Niagara Falls.
在有一个故事是说，有一个在走这个高空绳索的一个高空空中飞人。Okay, 高。
How many of you have been to the Niagara Falls?
有多少人去过这个尼加拉瓜大瀑布
？Okay, so you know what it's like to stand right at the edge of the falls and you look down and it's just kind of, it's scary, isn't it?
当你站在一个瀑布的一个边缘，你往下看的话，这是非常恐惧的一件事情。
So he stretched the rope, say this is the American side, all the way from the American side, all the way across to the Canadian side.
所以说他有一个这个，你看那个田所是从加拿大的边界到美国边界这样横跨过去的。
And I'm not sure who this story is about, but there was a very famous one by the name of the Great Blonde, and that's what he called himself, who did this.
所以这是一个非常有名的故事，这个人就走到这个绳索上面。
So if you can imagine him walking across that tightrope, balancing himself, and below him, no safety net, below him are the crashing waters, and it would kill him if he fell.
你可以看到他正在走在绳索当中呢，下面是一个很大的瀑布，有很大的水，而且没有任何的安全网在下面。所以当他掉下去的时候，你可以思想看是什么样的情况。
And so he made it to the amazement of all the crowds. Crowds of people came to see him.
所以说他真是很多群众来看的话，大家都是非常的惊讶啊啊，非常的非常的赞叹，这个人能够在铁索这样子能够走。
And the great blonde did this over a period of 2 years.
And 这些事情大概一直经过了将近两啊有两年左右。
And so he decided to try to do things that were more daring.
那时候他已经做了，大概已经经常在做，没什么问题。现在做一个更惊险的这个挑战。
He actually walked on stilts across the tightrope as well.
他这时候也穿了一个这个木屐，走在上面啊，比之前更要挑战了。
He put a blindfold on and walked across the tightrope.
甚至眼睛都遮起来，走在这个绳索上面。
He rode a bicycle across the tightrope.
骑了脚踏车走过去都没有问题。
I think he was a little crazy, don't you?
你想他越来越真是有点我们讲的叫有点狂傲了。
And you can see it was a long time ago in the 1860s, but thousands of people came to see him.
那时候你要知道，这是在1860年左右，这是成千上百的人过来看他。
And the people just cheered and thought he was the most amazing thing that had ever happened as far as walking the tightrope. And he probably was.
Yeah, 大家都非常鼓舞他，这是最厉害的一个人，能够在这个高松绳索这样走，实在是不简单。
And so he decided to also use a wheelbarrow. This is actual photo.
这时候他又觉得要用一个单轮的运东西的一个车子在绳索上面走。
So he went back and forth on the wheelbarrow, and finally he had a question for the crowd. He said, "Do you think I could put a person in the wheelbarrow and wheelbarrow them across?"
那时候他说这样走来走去的时候，有一个群众就问他说，可不可以放一个人在那个箱子上面放一个人走过来跟走过去。
As the story goes, the people said, "Oh, yeah, you're wonderful. You're the most magnificent. You're the greatest that's ever been. You certainly can do that."
I'm sorry, but 话讲错了。他问群众说：“你们认为我可以把这个把一个人放在走过去走过来吗？”群众说：“哇，绝对没有问题啊，你可以这样做。”
Here's what he said. Then get in the wheelbarrow.
那时候他说问了群众说：“你们有没有志愿人要到这个单轮的这个车子上面来？我可以帮你载过去载过来。”
Guess how many people got in the wheelbarrow?
这时候你想想看，有几个人志愿上去呢
？Zero.
没有半个人。
Do you know what? We can do the same thing with God. We can say, God, you're the greatest. You can do it. I know you can do it. I trust in you. And he says, then get in the wheelbarrow.
就说情况一样，这样我们都认为神是万能的，能够依靠的。但是神说你去做的话，那人就是跟我们就跟这个故事一样啊。
And then we start saying,
这是一个挑战。
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Yeah.
And then we start saying, oh, Lord, you know, not me. That must be somebody else you're talking to, not me.
呀，这时候想说啊，神啊，你讲的不应该不是我，是其他的人吧
？So it's a challenge. It sounds so simple at first, and it can be so hard.
有时候认为刚开始你讲到一件事情很简单，可是当做一个现况 check 的话，可能就变得稍微挑战一点点。
And we cannot really do it on our own. We have to ask God for help, and He will help us.
那时候情况我们知道，我们自己没办法做，这时候就要依靠神的帮助。
Okay, look back at verse 5.
这是我们看到这个第五节。
The first thing is trust in the Lord with all your heart. What's the second thing?
看到第二节第五节的第二个段句怎样子说
？Say with me, lean not on your own understanding. Let's try that one more time. Lean not on your own understanding.
不要依靠自己的聪明。
To lean on something means to put your whole weight on it, something that you can rest on.
依靠在什么事情，就是说把你的完全的重量偏到一个东西，你可以站立或是休息的。
Is our understanding trustworthy?
我们的感觉是what's that again?
Trustworthy.
你知道什么叫做可以信赖的？
Apparently not, because God says we're not supposed to lean on it.
神跟我们讲是我们不应该依靠在上面。
So here's an illustration that may help you to understand.
这时候我要跟大家比举一个例子，大家可能够了解。
I want everybody to stand up. No, the sermon's not done yet. Just stand up.
我让大家先都站起来一下。
Okay, now listen very closely to the directions.
然后大家请听着我下面以以下的方针做以下的事情。
You may not hang on to any person or any. You cannot hang on to the pew or the chair.
Okay, 你的手不可以碰到任何的东西，手不能碰到你的那个敬拜的桌子，什么东西都可以不可以碰到，你的手必须要完全的空着。
Now I want you to start sitting down, but don't go down all the way. Stop about 7 centimeters, 3 inches, about this high off your seat.
我现在让你慢慢坐下来，但是不要完全坐下来，离开差不多从你的椅子上面离开大概3寸左右。7 centimeters.
Okay, don't hang on to anything.
手手不可以碰到那个东西，直接坐着，然后 continue.
Okay, how we doing?
坐下来三寸。
Okay, now if you just hold that position, I'll tell you a story.
你们站在那边，我继续再跟你讲个故事。坐在那里。
You can sit down.
Go ahead. Yeah, 坐下来。
But.See, the thing is you were not leaning on anything, were you? It was only your muscles that were holding you up. That's all.
你没有依赖在任何东西。那时候只有你的腿的肌肉把你全身的重量挺住吧。
That's something like leaning on your own understanding. It won't last very long. It won't work.
所以说你知道，依靠你自己的话是不会继续多久的。
God says a very interesting thing in Isaiah 55, verses 8 through 9.
在以赛亚书第55章第8节到第9节神这样的说。
Would you read this together with me? For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
中文这样子讲的，因为我的意念不是你的意念，你的道路也不是我的道路，所以，但是这个我神天高过地，所以我的道路高过人的道路，我的思念也高过人的思念。
Let's look at some Bible examples of times when God's ways did not make any sense at all.
我们看一下从圣经里面有些东西，神在教导的东西一点都没有意思的。没有道理的。
Do you remember when God told the children of Israel to walk around the walls of Jericho one time for 6 days, and on the seventh day to walk around 7 times?
你知道那时候神叫这以色列人走这耶利哥城的时候，走一天要走六天，然后到第七天的时候再走7次的时候。
And then they were supposed to shout and blow the trumpets, and God said the walls would fall down.
神跟他们讲说，那时候你就要大声的呼喊，然后吹喇叭，这时候这个城墙就会倒下去。
Sounds kind of ridiculous, doesn't it?
你听到这方面的解释，你觉得好像是非常的不可思议的。
But what happened when they did what God said?
但是你知道他们做了神要求他们做的事情的时候，什么样的事情发生了？
We used to sing as kids, and the walls came a tumbling down.
Yeah, 这时候就像是小朋友唱的儿歌一样，城墙就。倒退了，倒下来。
Think about Gideon when he was going to fight the Amalekites.
当时候你知道基甸在这个打这个亚玛力人的时候。
God told him, "You have too many men." He had thousands of men. He said, "You have too many men."
说你有太多的敌人了。
And when he was all done, he ended up with 300 men to fight thousands and thousands of Amalekites.
那时候他有300人能够抵挡这个。成千上万的这个亚摩利人。
Did that make any sense?
你觉得这样能够有什么道理吗？有合理吗？
Absolutely not, but what happened? God defeated all the Amalekites with 300 people.
但是真是没有什么道理，但是神就用这300人把这个亚摩利人完全的击倒了。
And then going to the New Testament and some of the teachings of Jesus, do they make any sense sometimes?
有时候到圣经的新约的时候，有些的教导，你觉得有些什么意思，有意义吗？
Jesus said that the first will be last and the last will be first. Does that make any sense?
神说最后的就变成最先，最先的就变成最后，这有道理吗？
You just watch today when you go over to the fellowship hall and have lunch.
你的时候去午宴的时候你就知道。
Who gets served first, the first people in line or the last people in line?
你觉得是第一个人会想到午宴呢，还是最后一个人能够享受到午宴？
Well, obviously the first people. I would suggest though that maybe you change it. Get everybody all lined up, pray, and then switch. Last people go first.
Yeah, 或许这我们平常是第一个人就是先去享受午餐，或许我们应该先祷告之后，然后把这个次序颠倒，最后一个先上去，然后最先的就最后。
And then Jesus also said that if we would give, it would be given back to us, whether it's money or whether it's possessions, whatever it might be. He said, given will be given to you.
这时候圣经也是这样教导，如果给你就会，人家就会给你，你送出去了就会再收回来。
And we say, no way, I give and it's gone.
我们想说我们给出去就没有了。
But that's not really true with Jesus, is it?
这在耶稣里面这是不是真实的，不是确实的。
I want to go back and tell you a story about my compass.
我要让大家再讲这个故事，跟讲这个我这个指南针再讲一个故事给大家听。
I went to northern Michigan, actually the Upper Peninsula, to hunt bears.
我到的这个Michigan 的北部是在那个它叫 Upper Peninsula 的地方，我去打鹿。
And in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, there are what they call cedar swamps, very, very thick trees, lots of brush.
在那个地方有一个杉木的一个沼泽，有很多的很大的一个地。
So I took my compass with me because I did not want to get lost and have to spend who knows how long in the swamp.
所以说我带了这个指南针去那边，因为地很大，我真的是不想要在那边迷失。
So I hunted for a while. I did not see any bears. I saw some bear tracks, but I never saw any bears.
所以我到那边去的话要 hunt 熊，但是我没有看到任何的熊。
And I decided to head back to the cabin.
So, 我那时候就回去我住的这个小屋。
And I just knew that that was the way to the cabin.
我在想，我的心里在想说，我知道回去我住的那个小屋是这个方向。
So I started to go that way, and then I thought, well, Steve, you brought your compass, so you knew which way was which way, right?
Yeah, 那时候我自己在想说，哎呀，我知道这个指南针会跟我讲哪个才是正确的路吧。
So I found a stump and I laid my compass down.
所以我那时候，这时候找到一个树的一个大的地方，我把那个指南针都放下去。
And as I looked at the compass just said the cabin wasn't that way, the cabin was this way.
这时候指南针跟我讲的是，我住的花家小屋是在另外一个方向，不是在我认为的那个方向。
And I thought of all the crazy times for my compass to quit working when I'm out in the middle of the swamp.
我这时候是我在想说，哇，这下真麻烦了，这个指南针竟然不没有正确的工作了。
Then I realized my compass hadn't quit working, my brain quit working. I didn't know which way was which.
那时候我才知道，原来我思想的完全是不正确的，指南针跟我讲的是一个正确的方向。
And even though in my head I was sure the cabin was that way, I believed the compass and I went that way. And guess who was right?
So 这是我的。
The compass.
即使我的脑筋跟我讲说那个是小屋的方向，但是指南针跟我讲的是这另外一个方向。最后我决定走指南针的方向，结果就到了我的那个小屋。
And I know some of you are saying, well, you know, I have a phone with a GPS on it. I wouldn't use a compass. I'd use a phone with a GPS on it.
有些人讲说啊，我的手机上面有这个 GPS， 我直接用那个就好了。
And someday I may own one of those phones, but even if I did.I would take my compass along.
即使有一天我这个手机上面真的是有这个 GPS 装置，我还是要带着我的指南针。
Because what happens if I get out in the swamp and I don't get a signal or my batteries die?
Right. 在这个沼泽的时候，万一没有电池的话，没有信号，我就没有这方面的服务。
And my compass is based on the magnetic North Pole, and as long as that doesn't change, I'm in good shape.
指南针是一个指着这个磁场的北边，所以说只要磁场没有变化，永远都是指着北边。
And as long as I trusted it and not my own understanding, I made it back to the cabin safe and I did not get lost.
所以说我只要不要依靠我自己的聪明而依赖的指南针，我就会有办法回去我的小屋。
So can we come to the place where we say, God, I really don't understand, but I will trust, I will lean on you, even if it's not the way that I would do it.
所以说有时候我们真的是来到一个地方就是说神啊我真是完全不了解但是因为我不了解但是我可以全心的依靠你。
Even if it goes against my logic, even if it doesn't seem to make any sense as far as humans are concerned, even if other people say I'm a fool.
即使说我完全不了解即使这所有神要我做的事情是完全不合逻辑即使是人认为我是真的是愚笨的。
If so, we're well on our way to claiming this promise in verse 6.
这时候我们要开始来领取神的这个应许，这是在第六节的地方。
So can you check that box this morning and say, I am not leaning on my own understanding, but on God's?
这时候你可以把这个 check box 拧下来说，我不依靠我自己的聪明，但是是依靠在神上面。
So the first step is to trust in Him with all our heart. The second step is lean not on our own understanding.
所以第一件事情是要专心仰赖耶和华。第二件事情是不要依靠自己的聪明。
And then look at the first part of verse 6. What's the third step?
所以说在第六节里面讲的是第一个要做的是什么？
Can you say it with me? In all our ways, acknowledge Him.
在你一切所行的事上都要认定他。
What does all mean?
这个全部就是什么意思？
Let's say it together. All means all, that's all that all means.
所有就是所有，没有在其他的意思了，就是这样子。
So it's in everything we do, no matter how big, how small, or how in between. It's everything we do, we acknowledge Him.
所以在所有事情，即使大的事情、小的事情，所有的事情，我们都认定他。
I would like to talk about what acknowledge means because there's some misunderstanding. Good morning, I'm Steve.
我来跟大家分享一下什么叫做认定。
Maylee, it's nice to have you here this morning.Now I've acknowledged Maylee's presence. That's the way you acknowledge. I recognize that he's here, and I welcomed him this morning. We are glad you're here. But this means more than that.
这时候我跟他握手，就认定威林今天早上在这个一起敬拜。
It's important as we go through a day to realize that God is with us. Jesus is with us. Brother Lawrence called that practicing the presence of Jesus.
这时候就讲每天早上都认定神跟我们在一起。这时候就是跟神有一个。叫 texting 跟 Jesus 跟神一样有一个沟通。
What it literally means is to know in all your ways know God.
在字里一字一字这样讲，就意思就是说，在所有的事情上面你都认识了解神。
The problem is we can have that head knowledge, but it never changes our hearts, never changes our lives, simply because we have that knowledge.
重要的一件事情，经常的是我们有脑袋的知识，但是在所行所事却完全没有影响到我们的生活。
What it means is to know God and to have that knowledge transform our lives and change our lives.
最重要的是我们知道神，但是能够经由这方面来改变、变化我们的生命。
For instance, to know that He is God means that He is worthy of worship. We acknowledge that, by bowing before Him in worship and adoration.
所以知道他是神的话，那我们就要必须要知道他是配得我们称拜敬颂，而且我们知道能够了解他，而且在他面前低头敬拜他。
To know that he is a great God, that he is all powerful, we acknowledge it by taking big steps of faith when he leads us to, because it depends on his power and not ours.
所以有时候我们就是因为信任他，有时候我们就是要做一个大的决定，完全在信心上面依靠他，这时候我们才是认定他。
I can take this compass and I can put it in my pocket and go out to the woods.
我可以经常就把这个指南针放在我的口袋里面，就跑去丛林里面。
I can know it's there. I can know how it works. I can know exactly what to do if I get lost.
我知道我的那个指南针在哪里，我也知道怎么用它。我在迷失的时候怎么样使用它。
But if I get lost out there and don't know the way back and never take the compass out of my pocket, I'm a fool.
但是我如果是迷失的时候，我不晓得把这个指南针拿出来，也不晓得怎么样使用它，那我那时候就是愚笨的人了。
I should take it out of my pocket, find the direction, and let it lead me step by step and do what it directs me to do.
我该做的就是把指南针拿出来，放在平的地方，然后找出来正确的方式，一动一动做。
And that's what some people's knowledge about God is like. It's useless because they just like stick it in their pocket, but it never changes their lives.
我有些人就是知道神，但是他的神是在他口袋中间，从来没有拿出来。
So we need to ask ourselves a question: does the way I live my life show other people that I know God?
是不是我的生命啊？重要的问题是，是不是我的生命让其他人知道我是啊知道神的？
When you go to work tomorrow, or when you go to school tomorrow, or when you're with your neighbors, can they say, I know that he or she knows God because of the way they live?
这时候我们在想说，我们去工作的时候，还是我们左右邻居，经由我们做的事情，是不是啊，周遭人就知道我们认识神？
So can you check the next box that the way I live my life shows I know God?
所以这时候有一个box 你自己可以 check， 我自己生命是不是我活出来的方式就表示说我知道神。
So these are the three parts that we need to do that God says we need to do.
所以这就是三个步骤神要我们做的。
Would you read them with me? Trust in Him. Go ahead and read them with me. Trust in Him with all our heart.Lean not on our own understanding, in all our ways acknowledge Him.
中文是这样子的，你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明，在你一切所行的事上都要认定他。
And if we can say yes with God's help, I am doing these things, and we can claim the promise that is God's part.
这时候我们把这三件事情都做的时候，我们就可以去领取神的应许。
So the second thing is what God promises to do in the last part of verse 6.
这时候神的应许就在第六节的最后一部分。
The NIV says he will make our paths straight. I'm going to say he will direct our paths.
他会让我们的这个道路指引道路，他会指引我们的道路。
If you look closely in the NIV, you'll see there's a footnote that says that's a possible reading of it, that he will direct your paths.The King James Version says, direct your paths.
在这个注解下面你注意看的话，英文注解上面会讲说是这个翻译是指导你的路。
So it says, he will do it. There are no, as we say in English, there are no ifs, ands, or buts about it. He will do it.
这时候在英文上面讲说是没有任何的条件，没有 if, 也没有 buts, 他就会做。
He wants to, he desires to, he's really waiting for us many times.
他希望这样做，他也一直都在等我们这样子的做。
But there's something else we need to notice there is the tense of the verb.
这时候我们要想说，这一段句子它的时态是用什么样的时态呢？
It says he will direct, which is of course the future tense.
那时候你注意看的话，他讲说是一个未来的一个时事。
Sometimes he shows us right away. Sometimes it's a week. Sometimes it's a month. Sometimes it's...A year or even longer.
他有时候马上就跟我们有一个答案，有时候要一个礼拜，有时候甚至要到一年。
We might ask, why doesn't he just show us right away? Well, we'll come back to that in just a couple minutes.
那有时候你问说，为什么他不直接的跟我们讲呢？我会回来再讨论一下这些事情。
It says he will direct our paths, meaning the way that we walk, the way that we go.
他说他会指导我们的路，意思说他会指引我们怎么样走，怎么样啊，什么样的方向去走。
So if you ever feel like your life is one big tangled up mess with no direction or purpose, God promises that He will show us the way.
有时候你觉得你的生命真是杂乱无章，没有方向，没有目的，神就会在这地方面指引我们。
That's if we do our part.
但是重要的是我们要做我们该做的那一部分。
He'll help us get our priorities in the right order. He'll clarify our life purpose and direction and show us the path to walk on that is His will for us.
他会让我们的生命了解的目的清楚，而且知道我们的方向，指引我们要走我们当行之路。
The question is, do you really believe that God will direct you?
问题是说，你认为神会指引你的路吗？
If so, you can check that box. If you're not sure, then you can ask God for more faith to believe that.
在这一个 check box, 你可以想说，我相信神会指引我。你自己可以做这方面的事情。
And before I stop, I want to talk about two things that often come up in this passage. There's misconceptions about God directing our paths.
这时候我要跟大家思想一些事情，就是有一些错误的观念在关于神在指引我们的道路方面。
Some people will give you the idea that it's always going to be easy.
有些人会认为指引的道路 一定会是很简单的道路。
Is God's way always easy?
神的道路是不是都是轻省简便的道路呢？
Think back to Joseph in the Old Testament. He was doing what God wanted, and he ended up in jail, ended up being accused of things he hadn't done. But yet God was guiding him, and in the end, you can see how God worked all the way through it.
你知道在旧约的约瑟里面，约瑟被误解，甚至坐了监牢里面，但是经过所有的曲折之后，你知道最后的结果是怎么样
？And some people think it'll always be safe with no harm.
有些人认为神的路是永远是非常的平安，非常安全啊，没有任何的伤害。
I've heard some people say that the center of God's will is the safest place in the world.
也就是讲说，神的生命当中是世界上最安全的地方。
I would say it's not always the safest, but it's always the best place in the world.
我认为这可能不是最安全的地方，但是我自己认为这是最好的地方。
You can see like Paul and Silas in prison in Philippi, they were doing God's will right in the center of God's will, and they ended up beaten and in jail.
你知道这个保罗跟这个希拉的事情，他们在那边传讲福音的时候，结果被击打，而且被关到监牢里面。
And then another question or comes up is, what should we do when it seems God is not keeping His part of the promise?
另外一件问题会是讲说，当神我们认为好像神没有在保持他的应许的时候，我们应该怎么样的做
？Well, the first thing is what we've already talked about is we need to make sure we're doing our part.
我第一件事情你要知道要确定的是说，我们做了我们该做的事情。
But I'd like to use an illustration to tell you two more reasons why, or what we should do when it seems God is not keeping His part of the promise.
我让他举一个例子，为什么神有时候没有保守他的应许。
Do we have any members of Penn's marching band, the Kingsmen? Anybody here member of the marching band?
有些人在中间有没有是 marching band 的一个 member?
We do have one.Okay.
我们其中有一位很好。
Well, I'm not going to talk about them particularly, but I'm going to talk about a marching band.
我不讲这个人桌面的事情，但是我要讲一下 marching band 的事情。
I was in the band, as you can tell, many, many years ago.
你可以看到我在很多年以前，我就是在marching band 里面。
And the person in front of the band who is directing the band, part of the band, is the drum major, or if it's a girl, it's a majorette.
他或许在这个 marching band 最前面的是一个打鼓的指挥的人啊，可以是男的，也可以是女的。
And of course, they're always up front there, and they're always strutting and looking really cool, as we would say.
对啊，在前面这个人总是要指挥成团，就是非常的有威风。
But they actually have a job to do as the leader of the band. We're going to pretend that we're in a 4th of July parade, okay? Can you all pretend that?
Yeah, 你们现在想想看，这就是这个Independence Day 那一天在庆祝。我现在就大家看看这个前面这个drum major 要做什么事情。
And as you can see, hanging in front of him, there's a whistle.
在他前面一样，他有一个口哨。
And they would usually go something like this.See, now you're all awake, right?
那这时候他就要吹这个口哨啊，让整个这个 marching band 都知道。
They would blow the whistle and then they would give us directions of what to do next.
他这时候就把这个吹口哨，知道下一步要做些什么事。
And sometimes it was to march and play, and that was the best thing of all when you could march and play.
这时候你要觉得能够继续的行队下去，而且又可以在边行队边玩的时候，那是最好的一件事情了。
Hopefully everybody in step, playing the right music, moving ahead, and sometimes that's just a good illustration of what it's like in the Christian life. It's exciting.
你能够边走，然后又开始边传这些音乐的时候，这是最好的时候。
But then sometimes they would say, just march, don't play.
这时候呢，有些情况的话，就是只能够在原地只能够踏步，但是没有去吹这些音乐的时候。
And that's okay, but it's not as good as when you're doing the marching and playing. But it's okay, and sometimes in the Christian life, it's like that. At least you're still moving ahead.
Yeah, 你还是在继续的往前走，但是这时候可能没有像之前一样又往又走，又能够弹吹击鼓这样子的行队。
And then sometimes they gave the directions to mark time, which simply means you march, but you don't go anywhere and you don't play.
有时候就是就在原地踏步，不止没有往前走，也没有弹吹击鼓，也没有音乐。
And after a while, we wonder what in the world is going on. Why is the drum major making us just mark time? This is no fun. We're not, you know, going through the motions, but nothing's happening.
就是人家想说，到底是发生什么事情？怎么在原地踏步？也没有往前走，也没有弹音乐，一点都没有好玩。到底前面那个 drum major 到底在做些什么事？
And sometimes we feel that way in the Christian life. It's like, what's God doing? How come we're just kind of going through the motions and we're not making any progress?
有时候我们在想，我们的基督徒的生命也不过也就是这样的嘛。神在做些什么事情？我们在原地踏步，也没有往前走，也没做什么，一点都没有意思。
I played the flute, and I was normally in the back of the band, so I couldn't see what was going on.
我是吹长笛的，所以我在这个 marching band 的后面，所以经常我不知道前面到底发生什么事。
And I found out there are some very good reasons sometimes why you just mark time.
有时候我才知道为什么会在这个 marching band 有时候在原地踏步，有很多不同的原因。
Sometimes the sheriffs on their horses had just gone ahead of us and made a mess.
有时候是这个警长这个骑的马在地上留了一大堆的那个可能是很要清的东西，所以说整个 marching band 都停下来了。
And believe me, with our shiny shoes, we were glad they cleaned it up before we got there, and we were glad we marked time.
我们这是我们这时候一定要把鞋子都清干净，才可以再继续往前走。
And sometimes it was because the little children, you know, in the parade waving their flags.
有时候是因为在这个观望这个 marching 的时候，两边的小朋友在摇着他们摇旗一起帮他们呐喊。
And their legs had gotten tired, and they really couldn't move very fast anymore. And if we would have kept marching, we'd have run right over them.
我如果在前面的小朋友。脚都已经疲倦了，所以没有走得很快，没办法走。
And there could be other reasons as well, but we learned to trust the drum major that he knew what was going on, and we followed his directions.
但是有很多的情况，但是最重要的是我们要跟随的这个 marching band 这个指挥者往前走，我们才有一起往前，才有办法一起往前走。
And so we need to realize sometimes when it seems like God is not keeping his part of the promise that other people or situations may not be ready yet, and we can't move ahead because they're not ready yet.
这时候神没有去真的没有做成他的应许的是因为情况是其他的人其他的情况还没有完全的准备好所以说会有一些延迟。
God is just putting things in place, and if we move ahead on our own without listening to him, we're going to make a mess.
如果说神在所有事情还没有完全准备要我们往前走的时候，我们自己往前走的话，那就情况就会很糟糕。
Can you imagine me playing my flute, and marching right up through the ranks, and going on around and right past the drum major, and not paying attention to him?
如果说你要想，我是一个吹长笛的，如果没有听到这个指挥的这个 drum major 跟我讲，我就一直往前走，那你知道情况是怎么样吗
？But there might be another reason he blows his whistle.Won't blow so loud this time.
那有时候情况，他也会把这个口哨吹起来。有些特殊的情况，他必须要吹口哨。
He tells us parade rest.
这时候就是说要讲要祷，要整个 parade 要必须要停下来休息。
They're very clear in their directions. Keep your knees slightly bent, shoulder width apart, and if your instrument allows, like this.
这时候你就要稍微停下来把你的吹奏乐器拿下来，就在原地休息。
And that was the worst of it all.
这是最糟糕的一种情况。
But sometimes it was because we were stopping to listen to a speech or some important things that were going on.
这时候可能是停下来要听一些演讲，听一些教训。
And we need maybe to be reminded of our freedom or other things that were very important for us to be reminded of and remember what had happened.
这时候这些情况就是说这些的教导这些的言行对我们有一个提醒的作用。
And so sometimes when it seems like God is not keeping his part of the promises, it's really because we are not ready yet.
有时候神没有办法真的是达成他的应许是因为我们没有准备好。
Maybe we need to grow spiritually, maybe we've forgotten some very important principles of our walk with God.
或许我们的灵命还不够成长或许我们的事情还没有完全做成。
Someone said this once, and I agree with it, that if we are not hearing new marching orders from God, stay where we are doing the last orders we got from Him.
这一件事情我是非常同意。有一个人讲说，如果我们没有听到 继续往前走的一个命令，从神以外，从神来的，那我们就应该继续做神跟我们交代的上一个命令。
We learn to trust the drum major, same way we need to learn and just trust in God for what's ahead of us.
所以像在一个 marching band 里面，我们怎么样去能够依靠这个 drum major 的引导？同样的事情，我们也必须要依靠神在做我们生命的引导。
With this compass, which I learned to trust, which I learned not to lean on my own understanding, which I learned to acknowledge.
在这个指南针一样，我能够依靠它啊，我能够靠着它，能够信赖这个指南针。
Has made it possible for me to go to places I never would have gone.
所以让我能够去到有些地方，我甚至我都不觉得我会去的地方，我不敢去的地方。
Because I would have been afraid of being lost.
因为我会感觉到我到那个地方，我会觉得我会迷失。
I've seen things that I never would have seen.
所以说我会，如果说这样做的话，我可以看到有些事情我真的不认为我能够看见的，我竟然还都能够看见。
And I would suggest to you this morning that it's the same way with learning to trust God.
我也是跟大家建议，这也是一个方式，能够学习去依靠神。
You'll go places that you never dreamed that you would have ever gone.
你会去到一个事情，你甚至在做梦你都不会想到你会去的地方。
You'll see things that you never would have seen.
你会看到
if you would have stayed without it.
你会看到一个看到事情，你甚至你都不觉得你都不会看到的，不觉得你会看到的。
And even as a church, I would challenge you to trust.The Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, in all your ways acknowledge Him.
在教会里面一样不要靠着自己的聪明在凡事都要依靠神，然后在所有的事情都要认定神。
There are thousands of churches who will only trust God for certain things and who lean more on human understanding and logic than they do on God.
在成千的教会里面。很多事情他们都没有不会完全的依靠神，但是靠着他们自己相信的几件事情。
And I believe God's heart breaks, and He says, "Won't you simply trust me? Won't you do things my way? Won't you make me the center of all that you do?"
这时候神听到的真是心觉得很难过，因为他会认为你为什么不做依靠事情，用我的方式依靠我的方式来做，只是。你只要简简单单的相信我就可以了。
Another passage you can jot down to look at on your own, which is an excellent passage as well, is Romans 12 verses 1 and 2.
这时候大家可以稍微做一下比下那个罗马书第十二章第一节到第二节，给大家做一个参考，你可以写下来。
But would you read with me one more time Proverbs 3 verses 5 and 6?
让大家一起跟我念一下这个箴言第三章第五节到第六节。
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He will make your paths straight. Proverbs 3 verses 5 and 6.
箴言第三章第五节到第六节，你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明。在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
So if you're saying this morning, help, I have to make a big decision.
所以说今天早上你如果你认为要求助，我要必须要做一个很大的决定的时候，
God wants to guide you and direct you. The question is, will you do your part?
神很愿意要帮助你引领你的路，问题是你是不是要做你的部分，你该做的。
I believe our ladies will come and have a song of response at this time.
Okay. We have responding hymns. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Transmitting the faith, 信心的